And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And we have Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star here. We're actually sitting right next to the Royal Star
right there, watching it.
So, hey, going to be a great show. We're talking bluefin tuna, yes, indeed, in February. You stay tuned. We'll have all the info for you. You stay tuned to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure Ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Reliability. Yamaha is known for it. And it's something boaters value, because these days, few things are built to last. When we find something that is, we hold on to friendships, traditions, outboards. Because every second on the water is sacred. If you count on having this time, you need an outboard you can count on to power it. That's why boaters choose Yamaha for the long run, for life. Because reliability starts here.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish habit, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Going to be a great show today. What good timing, good stuff going on. What perfect time to have Captain Tim in here this morning.
Yeah, good morning, Tim.
Morning.
Hey, great to have you. And wow, is it really February?
It's almost March.
Yeah.
It's a day
away from March.
Yeah, we're almost there. Yeah. But the bluefin are biting, right?
You know, the rumor has it that some of the guys in the local guys, skiff guys, went out there and had a hell of a day for the private boat fleet. And
not that far away.
No, 50, 60 miles. But all of the guys in the long-range fleet that have been going up and down, either on their longer trips or you know, coming and going, have been seeing this bluefin, including us, back on our last trip in the middle of January. There's bluefin for, you know, scattered out. I don't think it's too much of a stretch to say for over 100 miles, probably more.
That's so rad. That's so cool.
You could leave San Diego and have the potential of driving through bluefin anywhere from, you know, 20, 30, 40 miles south of here all the way down to 30, 40 miles above Benitas and everywhere in between, just depending on what piece of water you're in. I know that that trip that we were on in the middle of January, we saw a scattered sign of bluefin out in front of Ensenada, and we actually caught one, you know, saw, I don't know, we probably stopped the boat 10 times on little dabs, this and that, you know, typical bluefin don't bite, or you see a few boils, whatever, swim under the boat. And that we worked all the way down to out in front of Colonnet, hightailed it down the line another 150 miles, whatever it was that night, ended up down there. We were 40, 50 miles above Benitas. And that was the what we thought was the thick of it. You know,
okay.
The guys, the Sainer fleet was working down there. You know, they were getting it done. I think they had like a 10-day season or something like that. Caught their 3,500-ton quota, whatever it was. I mean, they just had a phenomenal fishing, fish everywhere. So we fished in the middle of that. Same deal. We had a, you know, we had the bluefin fits. You know, big schools blowing up. Didn't
all show.
As I say, it was great fishing.
Catching was tough.
Catching wasn't good, but the fishing was just incredible. Yeah.
That's rad.
Right. So anyway, we left there, and we wanted to give ourselves a little bit, you know, extra time on the way up in case we saw anything. Well, we never drove out of fish until we got all the way outside in, San Martin, where we finally, you know, ran out of it, green water, cold, whatever. But for 60 miles, the sign that we were seeing down there, we saw the
ran
same.
For 60 miles.
Yeah, so the same sign.
So are we seeing more this year, the same as last year? What's your take?
Boy, I mean, it's the same fish that we were looking at.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Hasn't left.
So no. It just goes up and down. You know, the tagging studies did a really good job of identifying what that bluefin does. You know, you don't know exactly.
So
where
they're not really going over to Japan.
You know, not until it's assumed that as they get up into that size class, you know, 150, 200 pounds, somewhere, and bigger, eventually they fly the coop. That they go back over to the Western Pacific and spawn, and then they camp out there. They don't come back. The ones that migrate across are the smaller ones.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, the one-year fish, the two-year fish, they're the ones that come across from the Western Pacific, and then they camp out over here for 5, 6, 7 years, you know, 8 years, whatever it may be, just touring up and down the coast, you know, between northern Baja, even southern Baja, Oregon, Washington, and they make a track up and down, depending on whatever, you know, water conditions, forage availability. And then once they get big and fat and sassy, they, you know, eventually head back over to get the job
make
done.
The next crop.
Yeah, exactly. Keep the cycle alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is this bodes well for the upcoming spring season. Let's not even talk about summer, right?
Yeah, there's no doubt. And, you know, the thing that we've talked about this for a number of years, and there's been a few articles written to the effect that what's the most encouraging sign that this is A, a healthy population, B, that it's increasing in volume over here is the different size classes. You know, you see the little guys, there's the 10,
right,
15, 18 pounders, and then there's the 20 to 30 pounders, then there's the 40 to 60 pounders, and the 80 to 100 pounders, and the, you know, it just goes all the way up the ladder, all the way up to, you know, last year, the year before, fishing that 250, 300 pound range. And they just keep on building. They keep on building. I don't think, and it's anecdotal from what I see, but it'd be hard to argue a better example of successful fisheries management. You know what I mean? When the hammer got dropped on the bluefin and the quotas were imposed and they've been strictly adhered to, and even us doing our part, although I don't believe the rec anglers are really doing much to impact the population size, we jumped in and did our part, you know, and between, especially what Ken did there at SAC and lobbied to carve out our little portion, you know, the two fish per day, six total bags. So we more than, would we reduce our it was 15, so almost 70%, you know, we cut it back. Anyway, long and short of it is, look at the example of successful fisheries management. It went from, you know, a few loose, skittish schools after the big wave, you know, got hammered in the late 90s and early 2000s, to there's just, I can't even believe there could be that much fish.
That's
at,
so
at
cool.
times. You know, it just defies imagination. You just drive through giant school after giant school. One of the getting sidetracked here, but one of the coolest things
I'm dreaming of all this phone around, right?
Totally.
No, so check this one out. So last year we were coming back, we finished our trip out there west of San Clemente Island, and it went into the dark. So we're motoring back, and there's just giant, like as far as the eye can see, a mile out ahead of the boat, you know, just the ocean is just green. You know, the phosphorescence.
Uh-huh. Sure.
You know, when you've seen fireballs bait and.
Right.
Or when dolphins show up at night, and you know, and that fog, it was all bluefin. We drove through for 10 miles. And I mean, all of us down on the bow watching these bluefin shooting off.
As you're like dolphin.
In the dark.
Like yeah, like dolphin.
So cool.
And I mean, the ocean would just turn green out in front of you. As you'd hit another school, you know, they all flare.
Oh, that's just cool. Dude, that is cool.
Oh, I mean, we had guys in the mask, blacked
when
out.
When was that?
It was last year. I want to say it was in July.
July.
Yeah, July or early August. Unbelievable.
All right, so the age-old question that you get probably 10 times a day, and I've heard them many times, I'm booking a trip this summer. Well, should I go in May, or should I go in July, or should I go in September?
You know, that I don't think it makes a dime's worth of difference as far as the potential, especially for this bluefin now. If you want to go by the pattern, you know, it does seem that when the water warms up, that the fish get a little more eager, you know, as far as biting goes. Uh-huh. You know, as it gets into the fall, the late summer, things kind of flip into that, you know, flat fall at night, you know, as that fish gets out there west of Clemente. But, you know, as soon as I say that, you know, who knows what next year is going to bring.
What this year is going to bring.
Yeah. This year, exactly.
Yeah.
I think... You know, it's the roll of the dice. I think if you want to go fishing and you want to get a bluefin, just go.
Just go all three times. Go in May.
That's what I would
go
do.
Go in July. Go in September.
I'm going to.
Yeah. I'm going to do the same thing.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
But it's true. I mean, look at how the fishing last spring, you know, when the guys mobilized and got out there in April, there was some damn good fishing.
No doubt.
Yeah, damn good fishing.
Yeah.
And then it kind of, you know, it dropped off. When was it? It was funny because once the whole fleet got mobilized in June.
Yeah, once they dropped the hammer.
Yeah, there was this little period of malaise, which that's happened the last few years. And I don't know if it's specific to that time of year or, you know, there's so many variables in there. But it seems to go into that not biting mode, you know, for whatever period of time.
They remind you they're still bluefin?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. They do that daily anyway.
Yeah.
Isn't that the damnedest thing, how you'll hit two or three schools in a row and you just get absolutely nothing. They lay under the boat and then, you know.
School number three.
School number four. Yeah,
exactly. Looks exactly the same. Same setup, same everything.
And there's no predicting it, right? You can't say, well, this school's going to bite, this school isn't going to bite, right?
No.
Just don't know until you go.
Yeah, and you have to. There's a lot of patience involved. You know, you gotta wait.
There was sit on it. Many days for us fishing those bigger fish, at least on the small boat side of things last year, where it would just all day long. You would look at it and see it, and it would swim under the boat, and you'd get frustrated because you're in a relatively small boat and you're 90 miles from home up the backside of San Clemente Island, but it wouldn't let its guard down until the hour before
late afternoon,
the dark evening. Came. And then if you were willing to stay and deal with all the pain in the butt that comes with, you know, driving home later, you got rewarded almost every time, and you'd see it, and then all of a sudden it would be higher and higher and higher in the water column, and that last hour before it got dark, it was as fast as you could put a bait out and hang a big one and deal with it. It was on.
Yeah,
there was a lot of that last year, a lot of that late afternoon, evening fishing, a lot, which is not uncommon, you know, especially offshore. But going back to what we're looking at now, I you know, I don't think I'd let's just say I don't think I'd put the rods up in the attic. It's here right now. I think if the fleet started running, we'll see. There's some guys out there today. I heard the guys on the
Pacific Queen are out.
Yeah, the Queen, of course, they're out there. They're finished. They were planning to finish up their colonnette schedule here on this voyage, and I'm assuming that they're gonna try.
Well, if anybody can find them, Gavin can find them, right?
About it. Yeah. And then a couple guys down there, I heard the Old Glory went out. So there's some probing.
A little bit of coverage.
Here today. A little coverage, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have any doubt if guys were out there on a daily basis, there'd be counts of bluefin coming in.
Who knows? Maybe if they're going too far going to Colonnade, huh?
Never know.
Yeah. I mean, with all this fish up and down the coast.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Well, I wouldn't doubt if you just, like I said, I mean, pin the tail on the donkey. You just drive out there. And if you look at the water chart and look for good water, and the likelihood of there being bluefin there is high.
So you look at a water chart. What are you looking for?
Well, I think that the temperature is key at this time of year. You know, if you're there's a pretty broad contrast. You know, if there's 57 degree brown beach water and there's nice offshore, and it doesn't have to be. You know, I know we reference those chlorophyll charts, and you look at it so many times and go, "Oh, water's dirty, don't go there." Well, how many times did we catch this bluefin in the last 2 years, especially in that dirty water? You know, almost. God, it was 2 years ago. Almost everything we caught was in the green water.
Green water.
So you can't really go by that. But I at this time of year, the warmer the better. I would
say. The warmer
say.
The better.
You know, I'm looking for the warmer water. I'm feeling
so not necessarily
good about it.
The chlorophyll, but more the temperature.
Yeah, but if it's super high in the chlorophyll, you know, if it's just dirt brown water, I'm not going to spend much time there.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to look for the relatively cleanest, warmest. It's a rule of thumb. I think you can't go wrong by.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about. It's fishing time,
oh, man.
Ladies and gentlemen.
So much cool stuff to cover, and so cool that we're getting to talk about it this early in the year. Just bodes so awesome for the year that we have to come. And we got a great show for you today, and we can't wait to talk to you. If you want to join us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you join us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Or you can text the show. Always a fun option. Lots of texts already rolling through. Texting the show is only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. If you have an Android, you have an iPhone, just go to wherever you download your apps, either the Google Play Store, the iPhone Store, or the App Store, and you will be able to find Let's Talk Hookup. Do a quick, simple search. It's totally free. It's a great way to listen to the show, and you can fire off a text. And, you know, we're not usually able to read them all because it's come so popular, but we pick some of the fun ones and read them on the air, and it's just a great way to participate in the show. Again, only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. And we are giving away a great prize today. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. This is a really cool prize. Not only, so we typically pick a lot of great fisherman-friendly, you know, very popular pairs. You know, usually the best sellers at Dana Landing will give those away, or the best sellers at Fisherman's Landing will give away, like, you know, popular glasses. This one, you're going to get a gift card, and it is good for absolutely any pair of non-prescription Maui Jim sunglasses, and you can even customize them using the My Maui feature. So if the local kind glasses you want, normally the black frame only comes with an amber and a gray, but you want the HT, well, you can customize it with this card. Absolutely any pair of non-prescription.
You want to put
glasses.
A reader in it? You can do that.
Totally.
Yeah, you just it just shows you the My Maui feature on the Maui Jim. .com website is amazing.
It's really cool.
So if you're paying for it, it's only $50 to totally customize whatever you want and put readers in it, get your own frame, get your own color. Like Ricky said, you want a local kind with amber lens and it doesn't come in that. You can do it.
Totally. I wear a glass called the Byron Bay a lot. Like, that's my favorite one. And I always just had a black frame, but they have one called a blue marlin frame. Like, the color is like a blue to brown fade. And that's my favorite pair of glasses, but it only comes with gray and amber lenses. But through My Maui, you can put HTs in there. You can put the mirrored lenses in there. It's really cool. Yeah, cool feature. Yeah. And, again, somebody's going to get that gift card good for absolutely any pair of Maui Jims. Again, if you want to get through, have some fun, have a shot at winning that great prize, or better yet, your chance to talk to Captain Tim, 213-432-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come see our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Filet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO filet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, APCO filet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Filet knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead. Follow local public health guidelines and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. What a great show. Great, man. Pete, I'm with you, man. You look outside. It doesn't look like February. It is blue sky. It is flat calm. And there are bluefin biting within 60 miles of home. Like, you can call this month whatever you want. Like, it's time to go.
Yeah. I mean, we could use some rain, but, you know, that's all right.
Whatever.
We'll get it when it comes, right?
Buy our rainwater from Colorado. There's plenty of snow. There's plenty of snow in this country. That'll melt up.
Melt somewhere and come over here.
Water bill's going to be a little more expensive, whatever.
And, you know, we knew this was going to happen with La Nina year. It's pretty much the way the scientists called it, right? But it really didn't affect the fishing situation.
Build another RO plant.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's cute. Just shows you,
I mean, San Diego weather, look at it.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. You know, you read the news, it's like it's just weather cataclysms everywhere. Yeah. Here we are, you know, 10th beautiful, perfect sunny day.
Yeah.
Dallas and I had some pretty good friends move out of the state this year, and like, it is my weekly, it's the thing that brings me joy every day. It's like, I'll walk out the door, a Fisherman's Landing, and I'll take a little snapshot of, you know, the Royal Star in the background. And it's blue sky and sunny, and then, you know, the little picture says 74 degrees. Like, it's what gets me through my week, is sending it back to our friends that moved out of state.
Sweet.
Like, oh, yeah, -3 today.
Yeah, well, hey, let's go ahead and jump in the jam-packed phones. The texts are mounting up, and there's people that want to talk to Captain Tim.
No doubt, man. Going to be a great show. Again, if you want to get through, the phones are packed solid. We got a ton of time to get you through. It's 213-432-1090, or text the show via the Let's Talk Hookup app. We're going to start with Bob. He's called us from Santa Rosa this morning. What's up, Bob? Thanks for getting us rolling here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Tim, Rick, and Pete.
Good morning, Bob.
I want to just give a shout. Yeah, good morning, you guys. Hey, I really, really can't tell you how much I appreciate your show. I up here, I'm kind of isolated in Northern California, I'm away from all the cool fish dope, and I listen to every one of your shows, you know, on a weekly basis. I'm just so stoked to have that resource.
Thank you. Are you listening on the Let's Talk Hookup app?
No, I'm listening on my computer. I'm actually listening on the phone because there's a little bit of a delay when you're waiting on to talk to you guys. This is only the second time I ever called in, but I just wanted to reach out to you guys. And, it cost me a fortune to listen to you because you give me such good information. I got to retool all my tackle. You know, I was kind of out of the game for about 14 years and had the pleasure to get back on the Star last year on a couple of trips, and just it's a whole new thing, and it was just absolutely wonderful. And I also wanted to say, like, last night we just had pulled out a pack of my bluefin from my fisherman's processing. It's just unbelievable how good that product is, and I wanted to thank Tim again for hooking that deal up. And I've got five trips scheduled so far for this year, and they let you call in
long.
And Well, come to the table while you're able, you know, and get after
it. I love that. That's rad.
You know, and what it is, you can, for those out there, that you can actually make your reservations in advance. You know, when I come in off the boat early in the morning, I'm first on the list or near the top of the list, and they get me on the road back to NorCal, by 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock at the absolute latest, and I've got all my product done and, ready to take home and share with all my friends and everything like that.
Music for years.
Incredible.
Yeah, it really is. And, we're in the throes of the finishing touches as far as opening up our new location there at Fisherman's Landing. It's over there right at the
Fisherman's Processing.
It's right over there at the entrance of Old Town. It's like a mile further than where our original location was, but the new place is going to be it's going to be epic. It's going to be state of the art.
Cool.
Easy in, easy out. Epic access. The building is just superior. And because we started with a completely open floor plan, we were able to design it, the flow, the whole thing. Our storage capacity, especially the freezer, is twice as big now. So. No trucks in the parking lot. It's just going to be much more efficient, our operation. And, again, that easy in, easy out convenience. It's going to be much better as far as the retail side of it for Sean. We're in the throes of the build-out, trying to build a business, trying to build something during the height of the big pandemic has set us back by about, let me see, we're about 9 months behind schedule.
yeah, pretty crazy.
I laugh.
How many times have you heard the excuse, well, COVID,
It's like
when in doubt, blame it on COVID.
Yeah,
right?
Well, something that would normally take a week takes 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Takes 8 weeks. And, your head just wants to explode. But anyway, the positive side is we're hoping we're going to be up and running here within the next month. That's what we're projecting right now. We'll see how it turns out. But the building, once we do get, we're literally in the finishing touches stage, and hook the wires up and away we go. So
yeah,
once we get it up and running, we're going to be in a really good position to just rock and process this fish, as Bob was explaining it. The value that adds to the overall adventure. Something I'm in the processing mind now. We haven't been fishing since January ourselves. So I've actually been relegated to pulling fish out of the freezer myself, and I can't believe how good the quality of that fish is. Same thing, bluefin that we caught in October, yellowtail that we caught in October. In those, I will say, I've noticed a big difference between the 3 mil bags and the 5 mil bags.
Totally.
The 5 mil bags are absolutely bulletproof.
Yeah. If you're going to keep it for a while, put it in the 5.
That's
pay
what
the
I would
extra,
recommend.
What is it, 10
it's
cents?
10 cents.
Yeah.
And it's way worth it. If you're going to keep it for more than, 3-4 months, especially if you're going to travel, those 5 mil bags make all the difference. We won't get too far in the weeds. Sean's on next week.
Sean's on next Sunday.
Yeah, he can go into details, but I thought I'd throw that out there. It makes a big difference.
To add to that, if you're like me, I store my stuff in a chest chest freezer. So the stuff that's on the bottom isn't the stuff on top. So if you're rummaging around for, man, we really want to eat tuna today, or we want to eat whatever, sea bass tomorrow, and you're like rummaging around, like if you can just take that thing and set it on the freezer rack and it's never going to get moved or bothered, that's one thing. But we're rummaging around all the time, and you would blow seals every now and again because I'm not good at it. You pile it off to the left, and then you pile it off to the right. The 5 mil made that difference, and you never have a seal that's broken on those bags.
Works very well. Hey, we sure appreciate your call, and thanks for listening. Look forward to seeing you here in San Diego and your trip down south.
Thanks, Bob,
for the call.
All right. Well, hey, we had a good text come through. This one, thanks, buddy. This one is from Mario in Pasadena. It says, Tim, do the bluefin show different tendencies between biting and non-biting schools on the electronics? Do they act differently on the screen when they come under the boat?
That's a good question.
Most of the time, yes. There is a distinct signature when they start to bite. How would I explain this? Okay, so like you get a school under you and it just lays under you like it's a thick layer of 20 fathoms, 120 feet of fish. It's just straight across the screen. And they'll lay like that for hours. I still this day I just ask myself, what the hell are they doing down there? Why are they just swimming around down there?
Swimming around.
If they don't want to bite, why are they hanging out with us?
F you, buddy.
Yeah, just to bother us. But you start seeing them like when they're in a biting mode, they get more spread out. You see a lot more individual marks, and you see them like going up and down in the water column. Mm-hmm. There is a very distinct look to it where you just know,
That's cool.
Sometimes right away, you stop at a school and you guys are screaming back there as fish are coming up their chem line, and how they come in the meter, that you just know.
Here we go.
Look like, scrapping your
yeah,
gear
put
on,
your
like,
belt, yeah, put your cutters go. On your way out the
yeah.
door.
They get more spread out on the screen. Okay. That's the best way I could describe it.
But a lot of times you'll throw bait, they'll come up and boil for you, but they won't bite sometimes.
Oh, that happens all the time.
Yeah, why are they boiling on the bait?
Because they're hungry.
They're not hungry enough, right?
It's a darndest thing. I know just for myself, back in the good old days, we used to jump over the side quite a bit and just tour around when it was slow fishing, midday, overhead sunlight. And the number of times I'd watch, I'd be out there 20, 30, 50, 80, 100 feet away from the boat and watching guys. I'd have the guy in the bait tank throw bait, in within my range of sight, and you watch a bait hit the water, choom, go down, a fish, bam, hits it. Another bait, choom, goes down, bam, a fish is on it. Guy cast a bait out with a hook in it, hook and line attached to it. Bait takes off, fish, choo, goes to, and 1 foot away from the bait, choo, just turns
no
off.
No kidding.
And just keeps on
going.
Wow. It's like, it's a reaction thing, and that quick, they can discern between the bait that doesn't have a hook in it and the one that does.
How do they know?
They do.
They
see it in the middle, in midair. But, and then the real question is, what is the trigger? What makes them go haywire and the bait that hits the water with
everything,
the hook in it?
Yeah.
That's the
nature totally.
Forever.
Right? It's nature.
Forever mystery.
Why can you get a bite on one school with 100-pound and a 6-0, and then the very next school you can't get a bite with 40-pound and a little number 2 hook?
Yeah.
The bluefin are the most, they're famous for it. I mean, I just rolling back in my head the number of times this year, outside of Clemente, those schools, those gigantic ones, and, be the end of the trip, and we're just, we're trying to get them fired up, and you go in on you try school after school, and just like, hell with it, we're going to unload on this one, and, two guys up there letting them have it, just bait pouring over the side, and, man, I don't even know how to describe it. It is just the most exhilarating, just 200, 300-pounders flying out of the water, right next to the boat, just blowing out on the corner, just dog, everybody's screaming, oh my God, up in the bow, 20 fish at the same time, exploding on baits, and you don't get a single bite. You can't believe it.
How did they not accidentally eat one?
Yeah,
like,
exactly. How do you not snag one?
Yeah.
Which is a matter of fact, I've seen that happen 3 or 4 different times where the only one we hook, there's so many baits and lines, and one comes through, you see the tail beat rattle?
Yeah.
Oh, it comes off. The thing just swam through, got snagged.
And it snagged for a minute.
Or just got caught in the line.
Yeah, totally.
But, it's just unbelievable. What is the difference? Why?
The mystery of the ocean.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Totally. But right. But I mean, you know,
what a sight though.
Look at how much fun it is just to
what
talk about
sight.
It. Let alone to be there.
God.
I mean, you
I
never
see
forget
it.
It's like, damn,
I mean,
we didn't hook one, but that was cool.
Sure was cool.
Yeah. I mean, is there anything better than watching tuna blowing up on bait? I mean, there's just, I mean, there's no more exhilarating feeling, right?
You guys, I'll go down story lane here. It seems to be the theme this morning. So one of the times I went fishing with my wife, Marilee, I brought her out on a 2-day trip, day and 3/4, whatever it was. We didn't see a school all day. It was horrible fishing. And end of the day, we'd see just a mother load giant school, right? And it was, I don't think we had a trip the next day. So we absolutely unloaded everything. We had a full load of bait. I mean, two guys loading scoops. And those things, it was the reaction like we were talking about. And I think my wife, I think there was a moment where she thought we were all, like, had gone mad.
You know? Just the amount of screams coming out, the man screams.
And they were biting. Like, yeah. Those ones were biters. Like, we hooked a bunch of them. It was a crap show. And those things were exploding for a half a mile around the boat.
Oh, my. And she was just watching the thing going on.
Yeah, she's up top. You know, I at one minute, I was like, come down and catch one of these. She's like, nah, I'm good.
No part of that.
I'm good.
That's cool.
There was a lot of. I remember she was sitting in the wheelhouse with me, and when I saw that school of sonar, you know, it was a pretty extreme reaction.
It's amazing what 100 swings of sardine can do to something.
Yeah, yeah. There was a lot of expressions of joy in salty terms.
Yeah. Well, let's jump into those phones, right?
You got it, buddy.
Up.
Tom in University City's up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Tom?
Hey, oh, wow, great stories. I almost don't want to ask a question. Just keep going.
You'll jog my memory. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I'm actually curious about your sonar dome that you have on the Royal Star. I've heard about it, but I was wondering if you could describe a little more specifically, you know, how far down in the water that goes, how big is it, and maybe how does that compare to what – I'm sure Pete's got a high-end transducer. How does that compare to his boat? And then I have like an 83-200, you know, regular transom mount transducer. How would you compare, like, what's the comparison of those different ranges from your perspective? In particular, well, what do you do with that dome that's different?
The sonar dome actually, you know, it retracts up into the boat when you're not using it. It's 8 inches in diameter, the one that we have. And when it is extended into the water when we're using it to fish, it goes down about, I'd say, 12 inches, you know, eight inches below the keel total. Maybe it's got about a 12 inch throw total. So it's extending out the bottom of the boat, say 8 to 12 inches, again below the keel. That's why, you know, sometimes the fish goes running up the side and it's under the boat, and it'll actually, the line will snag on the dome itself. But we'll have to go up and retract it, or a guy put a sinker on the line and it just, you know, as it slides down the line, it
comes,
you
on
slack up on it, it just goes right around the dome. But anyway, those sonar domes, they actually have internal components, you know, a little motor that controls the transducer, if you will, in there. So, you know, it drives it in a 360 degree circle as it's searching. You can set, you know, if you wanted to go back and forth, what, you know, a section you want to sweep. But there's internal components inside that dome that's actually, that they're filled with oil also, you know, to keep that, there can't be any air in there whatsoever. You know what I mean? It's got to be a clean, I'd probably have to defer to some electronics guru. You know, we got to call Steve Bradburn up there at Furuno for the better description. But that's kind of the general view. You know, a sonar is it transmits differently than say a standard transducer. I don't know how much you
just in difference, just that it's actively looking around the boat at a pretty fair distance. Where even though a real high end transducer like Pete has, which is a really good system, it's looking really good straight up and down.
Up and down. And,
but what
and,
the
and Tim
Royal
has
Star has, yeah, sure. But what the Royal sure. Star has, in addition to very well looking up and down, it's also looking 360 degrees around the boat.
And what I can tell you, the advantage of the sonar, and I know that I've read there's I mean, there's quite a few sounders now that are available. They have multiple transducers. Sure. There's forward-looking ones, which they would function similar to a sonar, I gather. But, you know, the real advantage of that sonar, we typically run ours, depending on what we're fishing for, weather conditions, what we're fishing for, meaning species, we adjust the range anywhere between 400 feet and up to 1,200, but generally run at about 500 or 600 feet. So you're making a sweep. As I'm driving along in a straight line, say 500 feet each side, you know, I'm covering 1,000 feet of water, you know, just under a quarter mile from the boat. And so you're cutting a quarter mile swath going through the water rather than just looking straight up and down.
Up and down, yeah.
And the number of times we see fish on the sonar that you would never see them on a straight up, sure, and down on a fathometer, because they bluefin are famous for it. They're reluctant to let you drive over them. You know, the number of times you see you'll hear it out there. You get a little wisp on the outside at 600 feet, and you turn that direction. You hear it. You hear it. You keep going, and you find, oh, there they are. You get the signature, and you know, even I mean, the number of times you actually have to speed up a little bit because they're going this, they're pacing you. You know, I mean, you turn the boat 20 degrees. Excuse me, they turn 20 degrees, and
if they're doing that, are they going to bite?
Sometimes they do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, surprise. You just have to get over the top.
Get over the top of them.
I mean, all of us, we've chased schools. I mean, I've chased schools for half a mile, and finally, you know, back and forth, spin around, finally get on top and throw bait, boom, they blow up.
Yeah.
But those fish, you would never see them on a fathometer. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They just...
And the difference in like what I have on my boat, like the up and down is what we call it, just a regular, right, fathometer, is the number of watts. Like I have a 1 kilowatt transducer. You probably have a 3 kilowatt or bigger, right?
On the fathometer?
Yeah, on the up and down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's power. It's just a matter of, you know, like yours is just a little less power than what I have, but it still works. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, for offshore too. I mean, you really, although I can say, especially this night fishing, we fished on our, with our fathometer a lot more on that 80 to 100 fathom range with that, for that flat falling, and power in as you get, you know, as you're looking deeper, it does make a difference. But still, for your standard, like a smaller transducer on a private boat,
you're going to see them.
You're going to see them.
Yeah.
Especially because there's nothing else. You know, when you're out fishing blue water, there's no interference. There's no, right, bottom. There's no, you know.
Right. And now if you're fishing swordfish and you want to meter something at 1,000 feet, it's a different story. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for general purposes of offshore fishing, you're good.
On a private boat, you need good electronics to be able to navigate. You need to be able to see what's underneath you, and you need to see some good bait, which you can do with a good SIMRAD unit and not spend a ton of money. On a private boat, where you should spend your money is in good binoculars, because you're not going to see – you're not going to have a sonar, and putting that system that Tim's talking about on a small boat, it's just not realistic.
It's a good point.
And a regular middle of the road, you know, fish up and down meter is going to be just fine for you, but a higher end pair of glasses will catch you a whole lot more fish. Like a medium, you know, up and down meter probably won't find you any more fish than a really high-end up-and-down one will on a private boat application. But a really good pair of binoculars probably will find you more than a cheap pair of binos
would.
That's
a good point.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls and more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on that Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
It's a that.
Shimano produces some of the finest fishing reels for our Southern California sport fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We have a complete selection of Shimano saltwater reels like Talica, Speedmaster, Trinidad, Torium, and Tranx reels. Plus, we have all the best Shimano lures like Flatfall, Cold Sniper, and Orca. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano product for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will maximize your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day, full-day, and open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Are you looking for an ultimate fishing destination? Well, look no further than Queen Charlotte Safari Lodge in British Columbia. This is Valerie Helbridge. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure, but a few of the highlights in fishing with us is the protected, calm, pristine waters for quality Chinook salmon all season. After you get your limits of salmon, Queen Charlotte Safaris will take you in our comfortable, covered, heated jet boat to our halibut, lingcod, and rock fishing areas, and we have larger retention than Alaska. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sunspit, and it's so easy to get to. You fly from almost anywhere from the United States and Canada into Vancouver, then a short flight directly to Sunspit. Our trips are all-inclusive, full days of fishing, custom processing, fishing license, and all your gear is provided. Let our expert chefs pamper you with amazing meals. Our staff delivers wonderful hospitality, all in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. So call me at 1-877-815-2892 or qcsafaris.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Having a great time this morning talking fishing. Time to talk some Baja.
Yeah, let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, buenos dias, Pete. I just wanted to let you know you guys had an open mic there over the commercial that you had there. So
okay,
I'm glad you guys kept it. I'm glad you guys kept it.
Oh yeah, we keep it clean.
Yeah,
yeah,
right?
For sure.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Anyway, gosh, Pete, can you imagine we're Wednesday, the Fred Hall Show.
Yeah, right.
Long Beach, man. Long Beach.
It could be. Yeah, it would have been. Yeah, it's yeah. Sad story there, Cass, man.
Yeah, I know, man. But anyway, hey, the fishing down in the Baja, Loretto's doing really good on the yellowtail. Of course, same thing with San Jose del Cabo and their Wahoo and their tuna and Dorado down there. But the problem is, you know, it's north winds. These Santa Anas that are blowing here are blowing down there, so you got to get out really early and get back before those winds come up. I mean, it's howling, some really rough seas, but there's fish there. As soon as these winds are over, look for some really good fishing to be going on in both areas with Loretto. And, of course, our Loretto Rumble, May 2 to 6. Gosh, Pete, we got a great turnout. As of this Friday, we've got 21 boats in the tournament and got room for a few more. So anybody who wants to join us on that Let's Talk Hookup Cast Tours Loretto Rumble can get a hold of me.
Looking forward to that. Yeah, it's going to the La Mission Hotel, and right there with your Ponga guy has some great Pongas, and it's such a good time. And I bought my airfare yesterday. It was on Valaris. It was $150 round trip.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So
yeah, pretty good. Same LA and Alaska's got some really nice prices too, under 300 round trips. So it's a good time to go. We don't have to worry about these Santa Anas at that time of year. Everything will be nice and calm, and the yellowtail will be big and fat. And the ones are getting pretty now, right now. Oh, you know, one more thing that Danny Talamantes said, our starter master down there, was that he has, it's been years and years and years, I mean, he's talking a lot of years, that the yellowtail have schooled in front of Loretto.
so you don't have to travel far to get into them. And he says it's really an unusual thing, and it's been a lot of years since that happened. But I'm going down on the 14th feet. I got to do a little, fill research and see how the fish are biting. So I'll let you give you guys a fish report when I get
back. All right.
But anyway.
Yeah, it's your job.
Anybody wants to book a trip into Southern Baja or mainland Mexico or down into Central America, you can give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com. And, boys, I'll talk to you next Saturday.
Sounds good,
Thanks,
Cass, man.
Have a good time, and we'll talk to you next Saturday with a fresh report. Indeed. All right.
All right, boys.
Thanks, Cass.
Let's go ahead.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
It's Yamaha's The Power of Reliability sales event. For a limited time, eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes come with up to $1,500 in dealer credit or 2 years of Yamaha extended warranty protection. Yamaha. Reliability starts here.
Offering March 2nd, 2021. Subject change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service contract added to Yamaha factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all the miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pockets. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. It's unique.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
All right, welcome back. We got a lot more to talk about. Phones are packed up. Everybody's excited to jump back into it.
Let's try back in the phones.
You got it. How about Don from Woodland Hills? Don, you hanging in there with us?
Hey, I'm here, guys.
Glad to hear you,
so,
Don.
Thanks for taking my call. Tim, it's always a pleasure listening to you either live or on the radio. You've got such great information. So I want to pick your brain just here a little bit. I know you've been very involved in, you know, bringing RSW to, you know, the California fleet. Can you tell me where the idea came from and how you've developed it over the years? Because it just produces such a great product, and I'm very thankful for it.
I'll tell you exactly where it came from. The story goes back to our voyages in Panama that we ran on Royal Star in 2003, I think it was.
Yeah.
But anyway, we needed to were actually processing some of our catch on board down there and box it up and send it home with anglers. And we developed that system through a series of trial and error, not much error, but you know, a few shots until we figured out that the best way to cool that fish, which was down there, you know, we were dealing with water temps that were 86 degrees, and the tuna that come out of the water that's 86, I mean, they've got a core temperature of 90 degrees, 92, wow. And we had to get that heat out of them quick because we actually had some fish that, you know, they get that yaki, they spoil along the spine because we weren't getting them cold fast enough. The original idea of just spray brine, super cold spray brine, we'd throw them down in the tank and it would be, you know, -2 or 5 degrees, somewhere in that range, and the fish would actually, the outside layer would freeze and get cold, and it would actually insulate the fish. The heat would stay inside them.
Wow.
And
okay.
They would turn to mush on the inside.
No way.
Yeah, it was pretty.
Because the water's so hot down there.
Yeah, exactly. So the core temp of the fish was, you know, 90 degrees and this super cold.
It's a block on the outside.
Yeah. Yeah, it insulated it. So we had to come up with a method to remove that heat, you know, both inside and outside the fish. And, you know, that's what spawned the idea. Well, hey, fill the tank up. Which we had done. We had flooded tanks before. It just, you know, just didn't, the bell didn't ring back in the late 90s when we were doing that. So we tried it. We flooded the tank, brought it down to you know, 31 degrees. And it was unique to our refrigeration system because we can regulate the amount of refrigerant that goes to the tank. Like, we have the ability to hand regulate the temperature in the tanks individually and not produce ice. I don't want to get too far in the weeds. Long and short of it is, that's where the idea came from. We pulled the fish out. The first time we did that, you know, we removed the innards, immersed the fish in that 30-degree seawater, pulled them out 3 days later and started filleting them. Literally the first one we filleted, we knew.
Game changer.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, the world as we know it has just changed.
It's changed. Like, and then you taught everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah. So gilling and gutting, is that all part of that? Just to get it down, like get the core down?
Absolutely. It's essential. It really is, especially on fish that, you know, you get bigger than, and a lot of it, again, the variable being the water temperature you're in, maybe even the ambient tip if they're going to sit out at all. But really, you get fish, tuna that are, you know, 30, 40 pounds or bigger. Ideally, you want to get that core temperature down as fast as possible, and that's where removing those innards, the gills and guts, clean them out, and you immerse them in the refrigerated seawater, or if you're on a private boat, you know, your slush solution, your ice in seawater. Once that you immerse them, all of that cold water, it invades that empty body cavity, and now you're pulling heat from the inside and the outside. It doesn't get insulated, and you know, that leads to that premium quality.
Yeah, and you've proven that time again, and now it's spread thankfully throughout the fleet, and it works.
Oh yeah, I mean, I think I don't, you know, when I you know, we think about our contributions to, you know, our various, you know, endeavors, whatever it may be it our career, whatever, you know, in the end, that will be our signature on Royal Star and our greatest contribution to Southern California sport fishing. Yeah. I mean, you think about it, what it was before, and what all of that emphasis on producing this premium quality product, which I think just about everybody's adopted. I mean, even on the half-day boats, like everybody has put such an emphasis.
Private boats.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone's had put such an emphasis on producing a premium quality product, and it's the right thing to do because the resource is so valuable.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, it has that inherent quality. It'd just be a shame to go out there and, you know, harvest these beautiful fish and not take appropriate care of them and not be able to enjoy it for what it really is. And, you know, again, looking back, that to me is so it's been since, what, 2003? I mean, here we are. We're approaching almost 20 years now, you know, 18 years we've been producing.
That was when you did Panama, 2003.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, wow.
But anyway, you know, there it is. I think that in the end, we'll look back and all, you know, pat ourselves in the back and sail off into the sunset happy that we introduced that.
That's Thanks cool. for the call, Don. Hey,
when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour, catch reports, more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Yamaha's the Power of Reliability sales event. For a limited time, eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes come with up to $1,500 in dealer credit or 2 years of Yamaha extended warranty protection. Yamaha. Reliability starts here.
Offering March 7, 2021. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service contract added to Yamaha factory limited warranty. Toys offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all the miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pagas. We have dive ships. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. It's unique.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure Venture-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.